It's Tuesday, August 31st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. A look inside Pfizer's Pearl River Research Center, where the vaccine was created with their partner BioNTech. The team there is in a never-ending effort to stay ahead of the pandemic. The lab has variant hunters that continue to track the effectiveness of the vaccine on new variants, a virus farmer that grows the latest variants for testing, and scientists developing the next formulation of the vaccine if needed. Olivia Goldhill, investigative reporter at Stat News, joins us for a look inside Pfizer's labs. Thanks for joining us, Olivia.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk a little bit about Pfizer and their labs right now. They're constantly working on the vaccine. What's next? Tracking the variants to make sure that the current vaccine holds up and still offers protection to people that get it. You and through Stat News got a chance to go to one of their labs, the Pearl River Research Center, where they made the vaccine. They've made other vaccines there in the past. So it has a history of all this, but really the team working there on what's next. They have their variant hunters, they call them. They have their virus farmer where they actually grow those variants so they can do testing on it, and a bunch of other people that are all involved in this. So Olivia, help us walk through some of this. What are they doing here at the Pfizer labs?
Yeah, so I mean, Pfizer was obviously behind this vaccine that has been incredibly successful and used around the world. But the work isn't over as COVID is mutating. You know, they have to make sure that the vaccine stands up to the new variants. So it breaks down into, you know, several different departments. You know, there's a team of people who are constantly looking for the new variants, what's out there. So they're the ones that we've heard of and others, kind of analyzing the variant to understand the mutations. And then they're growing it right there in their lab so that they can test their vaccine on it. So it's pretty relentless.
Yeah.
And so far, the results have been really encouraging, but it's definitely not about to slow down anytime soon.
Tell me about the lab itself, because it's a biosafety level 3 lab. They have airlock doors. The security protocols there are at the highest level. So tell me about that part of it.
Yeah, so to work with a virus like COVID, you need the absolute highest level security lab. And Pfizer didn't have that at the beginning of the pandemic. So they partnered with a researcher, Pei Rong Chi, who's at in Texas at the university there, UTMB, and they would kind of sequence the new variants and synthesize the spike gene, which is kind of each mutation has a different spike, and fly it to Texas for him to then insert into the COVID virus. But Pfizer managed to build their own, which kind of got approved and is up and running, starting in March. And this is, I mean, yeah, you only kind of 20 people have access to it. They're airlocked, so anything that goes in and out has to go through this airlock. You know, they're wearing very intensive protective gear and kind of a mask that kind of is constantly ventilating. It's called a yeah, an air purifying respirator they have to wear, and you know, a hooded suit and gloves. And it's very intense to, obviously, you know, we're all trying to avoid COVID, and they're going there and dealing with it every day.
Yeah, exactly. They're dealing with it every day. And then the other interesting part, as you kind of mentioned too, growing the variants there in the lab. You know, for them, it's so hard to transport the virus and those and the different variants when they're testing them across the country, right? It's easier for them to just grow them there so that they can see the effectiveness of the vaccine. How does that process work out?
Right. So basically, if you want to understand how the vaccine works against the different variants, you need to have the variant itself. And one option would be to find it in the wild, you know, in South Africa or Brazil or wherever it is, and kind of transport it itself. And instead, that just takes way too much paperwork and bureaucracy with all the international travel problems. So instead, they grow it and they do something very unusual. Kind of, I mentioned how they synthesize the spike gene and insert that new spike into the COVID virus. So that way, they've got kind of the new version of it. And then they mix that with serum from the blood of people who have been vaccinated, and that gives a really good indication of how the virus responds to the vaccine. It is not perfect at all. It's only an indication, but it's a very valuable test when you get kind of the real world results take much longer to play out over several months in the world.
You know, the Pfizer vaccine obviously has its full FDA approval. I mean, it's one of the main two vaccines that we circulated here in the United States and obviously around the world. You know, so they're on top of all of this, and they have about 900 people working in this lab, and they're constantly working nonstop, basically, as the virus keeps mutating, as things are happening. I mean, we're already talking about booster shots. So they have to deal with the booster shot idea right now. And then they are also, you know, formulating what that next vaccine 2.0 would be for whatever future variants or whatnot. Tell me a little bit about that work.
Yeah, so at the moment, they don't believe that a different vaccine would be is currently necessary, and they're hoping it won't be necessary. You know, so the booster shot at the moment is just going to be the same as what we had already, but it's a third dose. But they do need to do the work to understand what it would take to create an adjusted vaccine so that if the time does come that there is a variant that doesn't respond well to the existing vaccine and they need to alter it slightly, which is what kind of how flu vaccines work all the time. You know, there's a standard version that's then adjusted to the new strains. They're already doing the work of creating a new vaccine just so they can get an understanding of that process. So they're creating a slightly altered vaccine for the Beta variant, which is the one that originated in South Africa, and kind of going through the states of going through the steps of what it takes to develop and test and manufacture that. And their goal is to get to a stage where it would just take 100 days from when they first, you know, synthesize the new variant to having some of the new vaccine ready to go. They're definitely not at that stage yet. Right. You know, it's taken several months to test the Beta vaccine, but this is all work that the Beta vaccine itself won't be needed, but the work is necessary so that hopefully if we do need a new vaccine, it will be much quicker to then adjust and create it.
Yeah, and even the regulatory process, right? Kind of like the flu vaccine, as you mentioned, small tweaks, they might be able to push it through a lot faster because it is a small tweak. They're not taking it back to the base again. So yeah, just an interesting look at the inside of their labs and how they're constantly working to make it better. Olivia Goldhill, investigative reporter at Stat News, thank you very much for joining us.
Of course, thanks very much for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.